States Air Force lost one of its most famous officers last May when Brigadier General James Stewart was retired from the reserve. As a college student at Princeton, he was an engineering major but flunked math. He turned to campus dramatics, then to Broadway, and finally Hollywood. Jimmy Stewart recalls his Air Force flying, his movies, and a more recent educational contribution to Princeton during a brief visit on a movie set on location in Utah. Asking the questions in a hushed atmosphere, monitor reporter Jay Miller.
James Stewart, what would you like to do in the future? Would you like to be an advisor to the Air Force? Could you possibly get a consultant role?
Well, I hope that I'll be able to make some kind of a contribution from here on. I don't know exactly what it'll be. I will be in the retired United States Air Force.
Mm-hmm. Well, it certainly won't mean a severing of your interest or connection with aviation. I believe you fly now, don't you?
Well, I've sort of phased out of that, too.
Have you really? Yeah. Oh, I thought that you had a twin-engine plane that you sort of got around the country in.
Oh, yes. I've had an airplane for a long time. I had my first airplane in 1937. Mm-hmm. And then after the war, I've had several airplanes. But it's become a pretty demanding business, and when you don't have too much time to put to it to keep current,
mm-hmm.
I figure it was pretty good time to get out of it.
Now, you've made numbers of Western pictures. Have you ever added up how many Westerns you've made?
Oh, gee, I don't know. I imagine 20, 25, 30.
And you've made several pictures about aviation. One of the ones that most clearly stands out in everybody's mind, of course, was the Lindbergh story. What sort of pictures, aviation or Western, gives you the most enjoyment? Or is it the answer really a good script?
Well, I like the movies. I enjoy the work. I still think there's a great magic to the movies, to everything connected with the business of making motion pictures. And I enjoy it. I look forward to getting on the set. I look forward to starting another picture. And I'm one of the people that think that the movies are here to stay.
The Air Force may retire you, but Hollywood is not.
Well, I hope not.
How about your university connection? You're a Princetonian. You were on the board of trustees at the university for 4 years. Are you still active in university affairs?
No, I wish I had more time to do that. Those 4 years were wonderful. It gave me a chance to really get back to the university and to really see the new problems that all universities, all higher education have today, and it was a wonderful experience.
It's certainly a fascinating expansion of universities. The universities today now seem to be concentrating on graduate school so heavily that a bachelor's degree is just like a high school diploma, it seems. And I imagine that the pressure on trustees for decisions nowadays in this area must be very severe.
It is, and it's a wonderful thing to see in a university like Princeton. The number of top-notch people that are really at the top of their field, men from the East, men from New York, and the amount of time that they devote to Princeton, mm-hmm. and to the development of Princeton.
Well, of course, what's true for Princeton would be true for many another university in the country, too.
Yes, it certainly is, but this was sort of the first time I'd had this first-hand look at it, and it was very inspiring, very interesting.
Well, now, one final question. Another Brigadier General in the Air Force of note, I think, has just retired, Barry Goldwater. Did you get to serve with General Goldwater sometime?
No. I know General Goldwater, and I remember when he was retired. Our paths never crossed in the military, though.
I think that would be a very interesting occasion when General James Stewart and General Barry Goldwater might be serving together in the Air Force.
Well, who knows? Maybe they might call us out of retirement, and here we go.
Well, we certainly hope that Hollywood never lets you get into retirement, and thank you very much for being Monitor's guest.
Thank you very much.
This is Jay Miller reporting on the set of Bandolero in southern Utah.